Hi, I'm Dan Peters. I'm the publisher, along with my wife, Amy Peters, of Blue Begonia Press, after taking over from Jim Bodine. And I just want to start by saying thank you to Joan and Jack Straw for having this event, this remembrance of Kim On, and also a chance to hear her poems out loud. Thank you, Donna, Anna, Priscilla, Laura, Alma, Rachel, Brian, Alan, Paul, and Kathleen for reading with us today. And thank you to the Jack Straw staff as well for meeting us here and setting this up for us. The first poem I'm going to read has a lot of what Kathleen talked about, the beauty of the language that Kim On used, word choice and imagery. And it's called Vietnamese Lacquer Bowl. This is from In Orbit. Little sweep of jackfruit branch, 3 months drunk in sumac milk. Your layered labor holds enough to cradle fishermen at sea. Along the lip, your bent wood yawn unrolls through rings of cinnabar and nacre linework watertight. Then, within, a gloss so deep that even cupped here, palm to palm, you lose me where I look. Midnight on the dreaming lake, a raven's heart, an infant's grip, someone drowning, soundless, still, the very pinpoints of my eyes. And the second poem that I'll read is the title poem for Breaking the Map. And Kim On came and read and spoke with students at Yakima Valley Community College, where I teach also. And they wrote an imitation poem, not of this poem, but of Singing the Citadel, which is in here as well. And she came and she read this poem, and she talked about the political implications of breaking the map. But it seemed appropriate to me to read today for the spiritual connections that I sense in this poem. Breaking the map. They began with a giant carbide ripsaw at the designated parallel. The course was fibrous and deeply stratified. The first mile took 15 days. Little bits of rock slid from the salvages. Rivers, disconnected, spurted erratically from both ends. For railways and telephone lines, specialists were consulted. Luckily, no mountains. The project was broadcast live on national radio. Helicopters buzzed constantly overhead. Local hardware stores donated tools by the truckload. Workers hoisted crowbars, jackhammers, pickaxes, grappling hooks. Entire villages volunteered. Children distributed free lemonade. Grandparents stationed lawn chairs on either side. As the gap unzipped, landowners on the divide had to think fast. Brothers tossed coins for the better half. Lovers hopped across together, discarding their old lives. Airlines held last-minute lotteries. At the terminus, an official ceremony with golden hammers. A thunderclap tore through the completed chasm. Startled, those remaining on the edges waved a mechanical goodbye. Thank you very much.
So that concludes our reading this afternoon, but we hope you will stay, and we're going to have a reception in the front room, our beautiful front room, and we'll have books for sale, and I hope you will have a nice little reception with us. So thank you so much for coming.
And please, if anything, you have a comment you want
to
make.
Oh, that's right.
You want to grab a book and read a poem yourself.
That's right. Our source, the second studio over, there's an opportunity to be recorded reading a poem or saying a few words, which would be wonderful. Thank you so much. Yeah.